Maine Attorney General Janet Mills says the number of drug overdose deaths for 2015 is on track to be similar to last year, the worst on record. She calls that a crisis, but at the same time the state is battling drug overdoses, another public health issue is taking even more lives in Maine, suicide. Patty White has more.
It was February, 2 years ago, when Tanya Bailey Curry of Lewiston found out her 21-year-old son, Dante, had killed himself.
I absolutely thought, you know, this can't be. Maybe somebody murdered him. Just the thought that I would think that instead, like that's the better option. But, you know, the thought that you could have a child that has unfortunately made a decision to end their own life, what does that say about you as a parent?
When Dante died, he left behind a family filled with grief and unanswered questions. As Curry tries to piece together what led to her son's death, she remembers he changed some habits. He stayed up all night and slept all day. He cared less about his appearance. At the time, those changes seemed small, but in hindsight, Curry says they were warning signs.
We talk about suicide as a reactive measure a lot instead of a proactive measure. I don't think that we think about it as parents until it affects somebody either close to us or ourselves.
The year that Dante died, 2013, marked the highest number of suicide deaths in Maine in recent years, 245 people.
Suicide in Maine reflects what's going on in the nation.
Greg Marley is clinical director at the National Alliance on Mental Illness in Maine, or NAMI.
Since 2005, the numbers and the rates have been on the rise across the country. Now in Maine, over the past 3 or 5 years, we've had over 200 people a year.
That equals about every 1.5 days, every day and a half, a Mainer dies by suicide.
Jenna Maynard is executive director of NAMI Maine. For the past 5 years, the number of suicides in Maine has been higher than the number of fatal drug overdoses. And the two public health issues, Maynard says, are connected.
Folks who are struggling with the substance use are often treating, you know, self-medicating a mental health condition. And in fact, the connection between the two is important. The fact that folks who have a mental health condition who haven't been able to seek help or haven't found the right help then self-medicate, which can lead to an addiction issue, which then can lead to an overdose. So these aren't separate issues. These are issues that are interconnected.
And preventable, says Maynard. It's about knowing the warning signs, where to turn for help, and not being afraid to ask someone if they're contemplating ending their life.
Talking about somebody's mental health is actually helpful, not plants a concept in their mind.
Winslow Police Lieutenant Josh Vayu was able to prevent a suicide last March. His wife called him after she saw a man who stepped over a guardrail on a bridge in Waterville. When Vayu arrived, he calmly approached the man.
He said, you know, I'm going to kind of narrow it down. You're probably up here because you're either having relationship problems, you may have some substance abuse problems, or you may have some mental health issues. And he told me that he was having relationship problems as well as substance abuse problems.
Vayu had taken a crisis intervention training course where he was taught the importance of showing empathy. He told the man that his own uncle completed a suicide and it broke his family apart.
And I just, you know, kind of begged him, please don't let this, what's happened to my cousin, you know, become of your daughter. And I said, I want to help you. I'll bring you to the hospital. Just, you know, give me that opportunity.
After about 10 minutes, the man stepped back over the guardrail.
He had come in several days later, which was a huge shock to me. He came in to actually give me a handshake and a handwritten letter thanking me for saving his life that day.
Vayu says he often meets families who are ashamed to talk about suicide. But he says too many people are dying from not talking about it. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.